1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden apologizing to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this morning for the delay in funding that was held up in Congress for months.
We're not going to walk away from you. I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
Speaking in Paris, where they both attended ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day, Biden said he was sorry to the Ukrainian people for weeks of not knowing if more aid would be on its way. Overnight, Israeli airstrikes in Gaza killed at least 18 people a day after dozens were killed at a UN school sheltering displaced families. House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress on the 24th of July. The first heat wave of the year expected to maintain its grip on parts of the Southwest. Some places could see 110 degrees, and the official start of summer is still 2 weeks away. This is ABC News. California law enforcement pieced together a big retail theft, recovering thousands of stolen Legos.
Legos are in high demand online by those who want a cheap deal, and often a cheap deal means they're stolen. The LAPD arresting a 38-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man accused of stealing Legos ranging from $20 a box to over $1,000 a box from stores in their home, allegedly finding stacks and stacks of 2,800 boxes of Legos. While police were at one suspect's home, potential buyers even arrived lured by online advertisements. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More than a million rechargeable lights are under recall in the U.S. and Canada after reports of one consumer death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission warns batteries in Good Earth Lighting's integrated light bars can overheat and caused the unit to catch fire. The CPSC says there's been one report of a consumer who died, another who was treated for smoke inhalation when the light caught fire. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Seven pro-Palestine protesters are under arrest after disturbing the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of their ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and eight former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with 2 out of 4 inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over .500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We'll get to 71 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers, rain showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a rainy Friday morning. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WGBW and WISS. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a staycation to Door County, Fort Atkinson, or Lake Geneva.
So this hour's keyword is birthday. No, I'm just kidding. It's Patoon.
You can't do that in a contest.
No.
Right. Okay, you know how I'm not supposed to take bottles across the state lines? Right. In radio, you can't give a false word
all right,
on a contest.
Patoon. P-O-N-T-O-O-N. Pontoon. That's the key word for this hour. Pontoon. Download the Civic Media app or the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword pontoon for your chance to win these statewide prizes.
Again, the word is pontoon. Find WGBW or WSS on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Your next chance is coming up after 9 o'clock with Earl Ingram. Good luck. We want to be the top morning show. We came in second to the guys in Madison.
So text in pontoon.
We want to be number one. So please, everybody out there right now, text pontoon. Yes. This segment brought to you by Pella. You've got the Pella windows.
Love them.
You got the doors.
We even talked about it yesterday.
They're fantastic. Mark Houston's got them probably.
They're doing this thing on focusing a little bit on historic homes, which
yes.
I live in. And they're great. And you want them, especially when you do historic homes, I guess when you do any home, but you really want them to fit the character of the home. And they come in and you want this, you want that, you
yep.
want that. And all free. And you pick out, this would look the best in my home. Some people with the different grids in the windows. Some people just don't want that in their windows. Some white, some wood. Anyway, it's very cool. So we picked out what we wanted. And,
got this text here. Seriously, the plastic bottles are what St. Peter would be concerned about with you? What about the ice bowl when you promised you'd become a priest if the Packers won?
What?
Didn't you ever do that when you were a kid? You pray and it's like,
yeah.
I swear to God.
I'll be a
God,
pre-
I will, if the Packers win, I'll be a priest.
It's called bargaining. You really did that when you were a little kid?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow, that's, he might ask about that.
I know. Well, that's why I got to build up a bunch of stuff like the, you know, break the law with the plastic bottle so it can, like, balance out.
Oh.
Well, that's not so bad, John. I thought you were going to join the priesthood. I was going to, but you know what? You know what? You know what? I failed the entrance exam.
I don't know. It's pretty.
Mark Houston, are you there?
I'm here. I'm just enjoying this commentary.
Yeah. It's...
Hi, Mark. Bell and Sports Medicine. What's going on, big man?
Nothing. It's just beautiful Friday, June. I think school's out for most everyone.
Yep.
The wind's blowing. It's summer's here. Let's get after it.
Have you ever experienced, I mean, maybe when you have a child or, you know, whatever. But other than that, Is there anything better than where near like the sixth or seventh grade on that last day when you, it's the last day of school and you got 3 months of just
fun. Seems like forever.
But isn't it the greatest feeling that's hard to recapture once you're an adult?
Right.
Yeah, my son last night, his last day was yesterday, and I came home last night and he said, I said, hey, well, I'll let you stay up for a little bit. He goes, Dad, he goes, summer's here, and the biggest smile on his face showed up.
So, it's the greatest thing there is.
They can stay up.
Say what
now.
You want, but it's summer vacation is awesome when you're a kid.
Yep. So
he is also right now sleeping in his bedroom. He's not up yet, so I guess summer's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I did? I started getting up really early and running and working out and stuff like that.
God.
When I was I set the alarm at like 6 and then go work out.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Okay. You believe that?
Not at all.
Because I did not.
I know you didn't.
Okay.
Hey, big day coming up on Saturday. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming up on Saturday, but the biggest thing that's going to happen in Green Bay is the Bellin, right?
Yeah. Just saw actually some of our elite runners last night. We kind of had a kickoff over at Badger State Brewery and kind of bring the elite athletes together. We bring we call the Dimsey crew, which is Dave McGillery. He runs races, 1600 races. He is organized and he helps out the Bellin Run, with Sean Ryan and Randy Menstratton, Linda Maxwell. And I'll tell you what, tomorrow, it's gonna be a little cool, may have some rain, but, you know what? The Bellin Run is an awesome way also to kick off the summer.
Yeah. I'd much rather run in cool weather and rain then.
We just got a text here. That explains why the Packers struggled in the 70s and 80s. Mino was rejected from the priesthood. That's actually really funny.
You know what I think is cool is there's three or four people that have run every single Bellin?
Yeah, I think it's even more than that. I think it's closer to like 15. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see how many have run every single year. I think, we also now have a 5K. I think what's cool is also getting these young kids involved. There's a lot of youth, a lot of kids that have been training all spring and they're going to kick off their summer by running with their friends, a 5K or a 10K, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A lot of people run that and you can walk it too. It's just, that's a great way to kick off summer. So we talked last week a little bit about hydration. So you lose the water. You want to get it restored. Like, does it make a difference whether it's water, Gatorade, protein shake, soda?
Yeah, so that was, I had a lot of people say, you did a great job talking about this, but they had I had three people actually reach out to me, so it's not a lot. But, I'm like, I want to make that emphasis is, tomorrow's run should not be too bad. But think about it when it was hot and humid.
The other day, what day was that? Were 70% humidity?
Yeah. Correct. That can happen, on a Monday it can be really cool. And by the time you get Friday, Saturday, it can be really hot. So your body has to replenish, the nutrients and you have to hydrate. So it's a matter, so many people just say, why don't they just start drinking like every cup, every half mile? And you could do that, but you can also put too much liquid in your stomach and your stomach can only empty it out. So my point was water is great and it's probably the best thing to do, but it's going to take 10 to 20 minutes to empty out a cup of water out of your stomach. Well, then you can have, and then you can go to the extreme, go to a protein shake, or you can go to something heavy. Well, that's going to take longer to empty out of your stomach and be used in your body. So my point is water still probably is the best, but you may need to add an electrolyte, a Gatorade, a Powerade. You may want to have a shake after your workouts, but it's still going to take time for your body to empty it out of your stomach and get it into your body to be used.
Now with drinking like that, Mark, and again, we're old school. You're not as old as Jim and I, but I mean, we literally grew up where if you're running, you don't drink anything. And there was the old saying, you don't put something cold in a hot engine, the block will crack. And they use that analogy and everything, but boy, that has come such a long way. I mean, during the course of a run, you guys now really want people to drink no matter what, right? And that's something else I read somewhere where it's like a day like that, you think, well, I don't need to, I'm not going to be sweating as much. But your body doesn't look at it that way at times, right? It still needs that stuff.
Correct. So, yesterday you should have been hydrating and getting some water in your body. Today, having plenty of water, and you just got to get your body, accustomed to pulling that liquid in and then using it. it doesn't matter if it's only 60 degrees, your body could, you know, and every body is different. Everyone sweats differently. So
I'm a sweater. You
that's
sweat?
The biggest thing
I
is
sweat a lot.
Using water, getting hydrated. Now, afterwards, or, you know, I mean, some of these extreme races where, you know, you're running marathons and you're ultra marathons, that's when they have all extra kind of stuff. You know, there's different types of liquid of the Gatorade, it may be called, they used to call it endurance formula, which is specifically and scientifically made to put in your electrolytes that you have been using for hours on end.
Hey, you know, it's another thing that's funny. I remember when the Packers, their big thing after these, you know, brutal practices, the 2 days, they had a big vat of Coca-Cola, like in the locker room. Can you think of anything worse now after you sweat all this stuff than drinking pure Coke? You
sugar.
Know what I mean?
Your sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, again, that's one of those things of, it's not going it, to, you can take it in, but it's going to be sitting in your stomach for a long time. And how much of it's really being used efficiently, it's going to take quite a bit. That's why, I mean, can you imagine just running and bouncing around, and how is that carbonated beverage sitting in your stomach?
Right. What do you think? I'm sorry, Mark, you know, I'm big into, and people make fun of it, but it's really a good thing. And they're, you know, they don't understand. But I love the little squirty things like my Tang. You know, I drink my water with Tang, and they make some of those things now with like
water.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And they make some of those now with like pure electrolyte type things. I've got some of those. So that's one of the things that's helped keep me as an athlete, really. But because you just put these things in water, you don't have to buy the whole thing. What do you think of those? What?
John, did you just did you just say John Mino, an athlete?
I know. It just doesn't. It's okay. Oh my God. Okay, Mark, let's okay, go ahead. You want to answer that? Just take the word Mino out of it, and let's say there is someone who
I got him. I got him upstairs in my apartment. I can bring him down. It'll make you a different person. Mm-hmm. It'll make you more like me.
You've been. I see what you mix that with. It looks like water.
They actually do taste good with vodka. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not even kidding. You can take vodka, put vodka on ice, take some of that Tang, and squirt it in, and you've got like a drink that'd be $9 at a bar. No lie.
That is true. That's
honest to
that
God.
That is true. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Hey,
sometimes if I want to be real healthy, I actually take the lemon flavored hydration mix and mix it with my Tang and vodka.
But why is that?
Just for the flavor, and it makes it because you're drinking something really healthy with that.
Lemon?
Well, the hydrate, it's like for your immune system. It hydrates you.
Yeah, whatever.
It helps your heart, helps your lungs.
Okay. Mark's the doctor. Okay. Mark, hey, I want to ask you, these people who are running the Bellin tomorrow, and there's what, 10, 12,000 people. You talked about drinking some water today. Should they eat this pasta dinner tonight? There's always that pasta dinner before the race. Is that a good thing to eat?
Pasta is okay to eat. You know, I mean, it gives you energy. I think it's a matter of, it's like how much pasta you're eating on top of that, breadsticks on top of that, the cookies. You know, you have to realize, hey, if I'm going to run tomorrow and I really want to run it competitively, you have to understand that, again, your body's using that as energy, but how much are you going to eat? Having three plates of spaghetti is not the best thing to do. Okay. Having one plate is wonderful. It gives you energy. You're going to be set for tomorrow morning. It's the same thing then after the race, why we have maybe a granola bar or a banana, and getting some of those, again, nutrients in those food items. That's what's great about it, you know? And then, what some people do is go have a big lunch, you know. But you have to know your body. Just don't overdo it.
Right. Well, all right, Mark. That's great advice.
Mark Hewson, Bellin, Sports Medicine.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow, my friend.
See you guys.
Thank you so very much, Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine. He's the best. We got a little birthday surprise coming up here in a minute or so. A little bit of a who are you? Back after this.
All right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
That's funny.
All right, welcome back. Mine with the mayor here on a Friday morning. It is the birthday of the mayor. It is the birthday of Prince. It is the birthday of Mike Pence. It is the birthday of Tom Jones. Yeah. A lot of famous people. Todd, what have we got going on right now?
A little special birthday edition of Who Are You? We've got somebody special on the phone who Jim knows and they know Jim. Oh. We'd like to have Jim ask some questions to try and figure out who this is. And then this individual, Jim, has a message for you as well.
All right.
So you ask the questions.
Okay, let's get started. Are we related?
No.
Did we work together in City Hall?
No.
Wow. Are you an elected official?
No.
Wow. Three
were
strikes.
You at one time?
Yeah. That's good.
No. And no aspirations.
Before he asks you, right?
Wow. Oh, yeah, before I ask. Do you live in Green Bay?
The area.
Aha, you don't live in Green Bay. So, did we work together? Paper?
Kind of.
Did you vote for him?
Oh, he doesn't live in Green Bay.
Did you run against him?
Right, yeah. As most people did.
I live in Suamico, so no, I did not vote for him.
Suamico? And we kind of worked together. Like, where did we work together? Kind of, like you said.
What field?
In Green Bay.
Wow.
Well, no, I mean, what field? Like, so I was in the paper industry, I was in politics, I work for the homeless now. Is it one of those three?
The term work is probably used kind of loosely.
Oh, you're in the media.
Doctor.
Ah, lawyer.
Yeah, had plenty of...
Mino had it.
A lawyer?
No.
Doctor.
Media.
Oh, media. Yeah.
Yes.
Jim, I'm going to give
no,
you...
No, wait. Is this...
Hang on.
Do you work for 26?
Possibly.
All right. Are you a weatherman?
I am.
And you're my favorite weatherman.
Absolutely.
And I've told you that before, because you...
you have.
You are.
Cameron,
you're
Marley!
The best, Cameron.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice of you? Thank you, Cameron.
Yes, happy birthday, Mayor.
All right.
Happy birthday.
And have fun at the Bellin tomorrow. I know you're running that. I know you're running the half marathon. You are one of my favorite people, and I think you should reconsider the political aspirations. You are you're smart, you're kind, you're electable. So, thank you for calling.
Well, if you're my coach or my agent or whatever I need to, run for political office, then maybe I do need to reconsider that.
All right.
Now, Cameron, it's wonderful you joined in. Have you ever heard Jim though that sometimes he speaks in disparaging ways about weathermen?
No. Because whenever I talked to him, he was always so friendly and nice.
I did.
And we got along great. So I had no idea he had those feelings.
No, I've been at well, Cameron, you would be excluded from some of the other weather people.
I like.
Cameron, she's at the farmer's markets. We see each other. I've been on at the studio a number of times. All right. Well, keep up the good work. We love 26 and what you're doing there. And you are, this guy's a weatherman. He's not an actor. He is a weatherman.
And we're hoping to get you guys on a bunch this summer and this fall, right, Cameron?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Right. Todd, we're working on that, right?
We're going to do a hometown focus with NBC 26, so we'll have a lot of their hometown reporters on every week to talk about some of the stories they're covering, and it'll be a lot of fun. But I specifically wanted Cameron on because, Jim, you're always going off about the weather people.
But not Cameron.
I know not Cameron, but, he takes this... Very seriously.
He represents them.
Yeah. All right. I'll lighten up. All right. What's the weather today, Cameron?
Well, it's cloudy right now. I'm sitting outside. We've had a few scattered showers moving through. The clouds will start to mix with sunshine throughout the morning and then a good deal of sunshine by the afternoon. It's still going to be breezy. My 3-degree guarantee for today
75.
is 75 degrees.
Oh, wow. So, nice.
All right. We'll do it.
Same age as the mayor this morning. So that's awesome.
Not my age. No. That hurt. All right.
Yes.
Hey, Cameron.
And I was checking the accuracy of the 3-degree guarantee last night because I knew I was coming on. And, you know, this year I did the math and I'm 87 of 92. So I've only missed 5 forecasts so far. The entire year.
That's awesome.
I know. So that's like a 95%. I mean, that's like an A.
That's
right?
Phenomenal. It's a strong A. Wow.
Hey, and I mean, the 3-degree guarantee really ties into, you know, what happens throughout the entire day. So,
hey, Cameron, I was talking with somebody yesterday where I did the radio show in Oshka or in Appleton, whatever. And we were talking about the weather. It's Haley I was talking with. Haley that used to work for NBC 26. Now she's on WHBY. Yes. And we were talking about the weather girl. And I always took an interest in her because she came from my starting grounds in Twin Falls, Idaho with a little.
That's why he took an interest in her, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, come from such a tiny market to Green Bay, is what I mean. Right. But you,
Stephanie Mead. Yeah.
Stephanie, she's now in Detroit, I believe.
Yes.
And you took her, and I'm not even just saying this, Cameron. She was so raw, you know, coming from Twin Falls, Idaho, smallest market, one of the smallest markets in the country, to Green Bay. And now she's in Detroit. You got to take some pride in that with these young meteorologists that come through, don't you? Yeah. I would if I were you.
Well, there's a lot of coaching that goes on, no doubt about it. So, you know, I'll sit with them, take a look at their shows. We'll do practice, you know, chroma key stuff. I'll tell them how I like to deliver the weather and how I think it should be done. And, you know, I'll work with them, you know, over the weeks, months, years, however long they're here. And I'm always, obviously, you know, sad to see them go, but excited that they have moved on to something that, you know, closer to where they want to be and what they want to achieve.
I mean, I remember after the shows, after the six, you would sit with her for like an hour, hour and a half and just go over everything and rehearse. And I saw that firsthand. So I just want to congratulate you on that.
That's a great message.
And there's a lot of people in the media, trust me, they don't do that. They have a little bit of a jealousy, a little bit. Don't impede on my threat. Exactly. And you didn't have that. I always thought that was very cool of you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Cameron, and I'm going to need the mayor to help me, you know, get to running for mayor of Green Bay here in a few years. You'll have to sit down with me for an hour and a half each day.
Cameron, my first piece of advice is you got to move into the city.
That's true. All right. I'll start working on that.
All right. Cameron, how long have you been with 26? You got to be one of the longer reigning weather people here in Green Bay.
Nice. I stormed into Green Bay back in 96. So,
That's when it first started, right?
Yeah, 26? I was hired as I originally got my first job in Rhinelander. So I was a chief meteorologist at WJFW Channel 12 in Rhinelander. So I got there in 95 and I was thinking about how exciting it was that the Packers were going to the Super Bowl and NBC 26 opened up and there was no openings in July of 96, but there was an opening for the weekend spot about 4 months later. So my wife and I came down to go shopping at the Fox River Mall, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to drop off a tape. I did, and I got hired that night, basically. The news director called me and said, the job is yours if you want it. So we're like, man, we're going to go to Green Bay and watch the Super Bowl, you know, watch the Packers win the Super Bowl. And we fell in love with the city, the area. It's such a great place to live, raise a family, and we've been here ever since and absolutely love it.
Awesome. Wow. Fantastic.
Cameron Rowland. See, that's like I should be mayor, right?
Yeah.
Got that love for the city. I'll vote for you, too.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in. You made my day. This was fun. I mean, you are, and I've said this before, so I don't feel like I'm patronizing you. You are one of my favorites, and I just love what you do.
Thank you.
Outside the weather, you're a community guy, and we need that. So.
Love to get you here in the studio sometime.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I love Mino, and I love you. I always tell people what a great job you did as mayor, and I say that what you did for the city and, you know, really turned it around in many aspects, I believe. And
that's fun.
I always tell people that you're a great guy and you did wonderful things.
I'd love to have the guys come and spend some time with you in front of the chroma key and see how well they do doing the weather. That would be funny.
Cameron, do that. Do a celebrity guest weather guy and let him do one weather forecast.
Leave it where he had it.
One time, Cameron.
No, we're kindred.
Yes. No. Sounds great to me. We'll definitely have to do that.
All right, Cameron.
Sure appreciate it, my friend. Thank you, Cameron Moreland.
All right, sure.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very cool. Nice job, Todd.
That guy's a great guy. Thank you, Todd.
I wanted him to go off on you so bad.
Oh, me too. He's too nice.
He's too nice.
He's way too nice.
He's a good guy.
We're going to set a quick break. A lot more coming up. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Kind of tough to protect yourself from weather-related issues in alfalfa, but now crop insurance could be on the way. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's right, USDA's Risk Management Agency is taking a look at it. That's according to Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance. And she said this could be big for Wisconsin alfalfa producers.
They currently have no way of protecting themselves against losses in revenue. Currently, we do have a forage production APH product, actual production history policy, but that only protects them from yield losses, not revenue. And that's been an inadequate product. As you probably know, if a farmer cuts an exceptional stand of alfalfa and gets rained on prior to baling, and they don't necessarily lose the yield, but they will lose quality, and that subsequently reflects in the revenue that they're able to get for that product. So a policy protecting only yield does not provide a safety net for our alfalfa farmers currently in those cases.
Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance, she said that Wisconsin will be one of the very first states in the pilot program around the end of 2025. They are going to be having online discussions about what growers are looking for in risk management tools coming up next week. Check out our website for more details on that. The conversation happening on June 11th. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the details there. Markets and overnight electronic trade. Lots of red ink. Numbers are next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese went down a penny and a half, 184.5, while AA butter drifted 4.5 cents lower at 305 a pound. This morning in Chicago, our July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 6 cents at $19.97. August milk down a dime right now, closed at $20.26. September down 14 cents, $20.10 a hundredweight. Meanwhile, December corn is down a penny and a half, $4.68. November beans down 2 at $11.65. July wheat right now down 9 at $6.30 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up more than 50 points. Just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the markets on a finally Friday morning. More news anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We'll get to 71 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers, rain showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. It's a birthday day for the mayor. That was great having Cameron Moreland call in. That was fantastic.
That was fun.
That was great.
He's great. I appreciate that.
Now we've got the pride. Can I just sing one last quick song?
What?
Super quick. 30 seconds.
Tops.
NHS on the field, never yield, raise high the shield, march on to victory for NHS in the maize and blue. Oh, NHS, we're for you to cheer for you. We have no fear for you. Oh, NHS, rah, rah.
I can beat that.
No, you can't.
Come on, let's fight for Ishpeming, fight for a high school tried and true. And I don't remember the rest.
Laura Wieger here from Fox City's Chamber, Pride of Ishpeming, and the, I want to say the winner, but the attire of our Golden Pasty Award.
Attire.
But I, you know what, though?
She did
though?
Pretty well.
She did great. She should have won.
Right. Your buddy. Steve Grenier, who was our engineer, didn't he bring his phone out?
He brought a phone out about where the most snow was or whatever.
He was within, like, actually, Todd had an answer that I think you were closer to, and then Steve looked it up and had some kind of average
data.
We're
not going to allow engineers in our contest
I think
anymore.
That's great. Yeah,
nerdy.
Yeah.
A little nerdy.
Yeah, let's get someone more fun.
Yeah.
Right, totally.
How you doing?
Good.
Boy, you guys, we were just talking before you came on.
Man, you got it going on.
You got a lot of balls in the air here doing things. I mean, my God, what you guys got going to the Fox Cities right now is incredible.
We do. Love it.
And beautiful.
We see that, and you know, we're aware of what's going on in the Fox Cities with the chamber, what's going on there, but you're being recognized too.
We are. Yes, we're super excited. So we were named a finalist for International Chamber of the Year, not just national. Yep. ACCE is an Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. It's an international organization of Chamber of Commerces, and this is a very prestigious award. Yeah. You have to be invited to apply.
Wow.
They get hundreds of applications, and then they select 12 finalists in 4 categories. And then there is the winner is named in July 17th in Dallas.
Good for you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal.
Well, we want a phone call on the 17th.
Absolutely.
Well, it's going to be the 18th because it'll be later. But all right. That's awesome. Congratulations to that. And
thank you.
Just to be invited to nominate, to become a finalist, I mean, people got to take pride in that. You don't have to...
That's exactly it.
Right. You don't have to win to feel good. Like,
no.
Johnny and I are learning that the hard way, though. We were down in Madison for an awards banquet and we got second. And we're both go back to our rooms. Give me a bottle of wine. So anyway.
Oh.
Actually, that's exactly the truth.
That's what happened. Oh. Anyway, we're happy for you, though. Okay. What else is going on?
This.
There you go. Good lay on.
I got to keep talking about this award because this is a huge thing.
What are the things that they look at when they're looking at who... you know, is up for this award. Pick. Yeah. What categories?
Well, so first of all, there's a application form. It's 2 pages in a Word document of questions that you have to answer. So I brought, this is the 40 pages we submitted.
Holy cow.
It looks like a magazine. This is digital. Within here, there are many, many links. Altogether is 350 pages, our application.
Wow.
Yeah. This is huge. They don't take
the application
lightly.
350 pages.
Yep. Wow. Yep. This is our application. So we're just so excited. And it just touched on a lot of things, our strategy, our economic development efforts. And then you have to focus on 2 programs. One was Oktoberfest.
Outstanding.
The shirt I'm wearing. You can't all see that. And then our Connect Free membership for small businesses.
Can I ask you a question about that shirt?
Yeah.
Why do you have a pretzel on it? Is that a pretzel?
That's a pretzel. Oktoberfest, German. Hello?
Pretzels.
Pretzels? Pretzels?
She brought
them in. Oh, I know that.
With the beer?
Don't you remember she brought in the pretzels too?
Oh, yeah.
The pretzel necklace. Tossing. Well, yeah, the necklace.
You had necklaces.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, speaking of Oktoberfest, though, we did announce our band lineup.
Talk to me.
A couple weeks ago. Well, you guys saw some of these at Whammy. Like, we have some of the best of the best.
Yeah. Well, the best of the best just pulled up. Dennis Peters from Glam Band
oh my God,
was walking in. He was voted as the top singer in vocalist. The state of Wisconsin, see? Vocalist.
Didn't the band win also?
Yes.
Top yeah. band?
Yep. The band won, and then Dennis won as well. So
no
yeah, it was like
kidding.
A double, like a double whammy.
Incredible.
And they are at Oktoberfest.
Of course. Cool.
They are. You remember we used to have Vic Ferrari?
Yeah.
And they were huge, huge, huge. They retired.
Yep.
Now they have been, I don't want to say replaced because you can't replace Vic Ferrari.
Right, right.
But now the glam band is our top highlighted band. And we are super excited for Oktoberfest. I see him waving.
Dennis, come here real quick. Dennis. She was all excited. She's from Ishpeming, by the way, so talk slow.
Okay.
She's all excited that you guys are going to headline Oktoberfest.
How are you?
All right, that's enough, Janet. That's right.
I know, I heard.
You heard? Are
but
you
she was just talking about how excited they are to have the glam band coming.
I heard that, and I'm thinking, he must be talking about somebody else.
Yes. Hey, that's Toddy, awesome. Toddy listens to your station. Can you believe that?
She said you guys have taken over for Vic Ferrari as like the hottest band around.
You are.
Speculation, rumor, conjecture, I'm sure.
Those are big words for him.
They are. This time of the morning?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a night guy.
Absolutely. Right.
And you know who else we have there?
Who?
Steam. I love Steam.
Oh, I love that. They performed at the Whammies.
Yeah, they were there.
They were great.
Aren't they amazing?
Holy cow. I loved them.
Yep. So,
great.
Yeah. All kinds of amazing bands. Road Trip is there. Two Hype Crew. The biggest bands in the region are going to be at Oktoberfest.
Outstanding. What have you got going on this summer?
Oh,
a little bit of everything?
You mean me personally?
I'll bet Champion Beach.
No. I was going to ask about my Alaskan cruise if you have recommendations, but that's another
You're going on an Alaskan cruise?
I am with my sister and two nieces.
Oh,
so
I've always wanted to do that.
It's a Uper cruise.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Uper.
No, it's just us four Upers. It's not
I don't know if they maybe had something where they talk slow through the whole tour.
Okay, you know what?
Well, you're the one who said it, Johnny.
Hey, Trivers fella.
You're just, you know? Just trying to pick up on your... Okay, all right.
Skunk Town.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait, which one is Skunk and Carp? He's Carp.
Manitowoc.
Oh, right.
Trivers. No, Manitowoc is one.
Right.
And Trivers is the other. So you're Carp Town.
Right.
Manitowoc, Skunk Town. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard Manitowoc called Skunk Town.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Why?
A lot of skunks there. Is there? Yeah, they stink.
Oh my God. I didn't know
we
this.
We just knew we were better. That's all I knew.
Yeah, okay. That's why you went to school in Manitowoc, though, right?
Private school.
Yeah, private school.
Oh, hoity toity.
Well, it's a jet.
Private school
kid. Well, they didn't have one in Two Rivers.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, public not good enough for you.
Are you Catholic? Are you Catholic?
I shouldn't say this.
Did you used to read it all?
I'm a Reformed Catholic.
Okay. Because you know what I used to hate? I used to hate it when we used to have to go to church all the time. You went to Catholic school. And sometimes you would miss church, so you'd have to go on Sunday nights to St. John's Evangelical in
That's right.
Ishpeming.
When Monsignor was
Monsignor
there.
Monsignor
Spilgotti. Yep.
And he would talk for an hour.
Yeah.
That was just a sermon, yeah.
Yes, his sermons would go unlike
church was 2 hours.
Yes.
It was painful.
This is the honest to God truth.
And do you know who said...
And he actually used to deer hunt with my dad, Monsignor Spilgotti did. Yeah, they're from Nagani.
And do you know who said to those priests, remember when you were little boys sitting in church, keep your homilies to under 10 minutes. You know who said that?
Who?
The Pope.
Really?
The Pope.
Wow.
So these guys that go on and pontificate for 25, 30 minutes...
That was Monsignor Spilgotti.
They have three homilies there, and they should just break them up, because what they're saying is good. I mean, these guys are pretty smart guys, but... that used to drive me nuts. We had a Monsignor, and I don't know if it's Monsignors or what, because those guys have...
It's like once they get to be a Monsignor,
I think they're...
Yeah.
God put them here to share the word.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That was a snoozer.
How's your mile of music going to be this year?
Not ours, but it's going great.
Well, I mean, still it's a big time thing, though.
That is put on, they're actually a private group, Mile of Music, and ADI, and they do a tremendous job, too. That's the first
you
week
guys,
of August.
That whole community finds ways to bring people downtown better than any group I've ever seen, and I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah.
Jim, what's your agree?
And we were talking about just the whole Fox Cities, and you do it with not a lot of personnel. I mean, I think...
Right.
I mean, you know that, right? Yes. You're part of it. It's just, it's a pretty thin organization, and it's amazing the amount of product you put out. And
it's the volunteers, right?
Because, and the volunteers.
Oktoberfest, 850 volunteers to make it happen.
Wow.
850. And ADI, or Mile of Music, same thing.
But you guys take such pride in your downtown. You want to bring people downtown.
We do. We love it. College Avenue is amazing, but so is Nina's downtown.
Yeah.
Just went shopping there the other night. They have an amazing bourbon store, if you guys like bourbon, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that just perked Mino's ears.
Yes, it did.
What time do they open?
But you're right. Downtown Nina's very cool.
It is.
It is.
But even, you know, another town that I really like that I pull for is Menasha. You know, kind of gritty, awesome kind of blue collar. Yep. And, but you got these young entrepreneurs like the young lady we had here.
Yeah.
Remember? And she was, what are you laughing about?
Gritty.
What's gritty? Menasha?
Oh,
okay. Well, but no, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a blue collar.
A little more, yeah.
Yeah, a little more blue collar. Okay.
They are 150 years old this year, by the way.
Oh, really?
The sesquicentennial.
Yes, we had that here. That was fun. We had a parade. It was great. Oh, yeah. We had a big banquet at the atrium, and there were five mayors still living. I gave them all like a.
Is that when you were mayor?
Yeah,
also?
Okay. 2004.
Okay, fun.
So it was cool.
See, anyway,
That's worth celebrating, right?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's ours. Is 150 this year. Right. Nina was 150 last year, so it's just kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Fun to get out.
When you dig into the history and you learn about all these guys and how things started.
Absolutely.
It's just so much
good
fun.
Friend of mine, she lived on Doty Island.
Oh, yeah.
In Menasha. Oh, yeah. What a historical place.
Oh, beautiful.
Really? So yeah. I've never been there.
Oh, my God. Doty these Island. Houses are like 150 years yeah. old.
Oh, see,
and they're
I love
gorgeous.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that when people tear down old, beautiful houses.
Hate it.
Doty Island has like a neighborhood, not neighborhood, like a streetscape enhancement committee. And a friend of mine's wife is on there.
Nice.
So they really want to preserve what they've got there. And they got something special and worth preserving. So, yeah, Doty Island's great. But Fox Cities is, you got it going on there at so many levels. And how about the whole employment thing? The jobs? I mean, your chamber's doing a great job with that, too.
We are. You know, and that is a huge economic, workforce development is a huge focus for us. We're we like to bridge the schools and the businesses.
Right.
So it's win-win. So schools can better prepare kids so they can get jobs, and they're filling filling the pipeline for our employers in the Fox Cities, too. So we work really closely with them. We have amazing employers there. And you have them here, too. Don't get me wrong.
No, I don't.
The Fox
no,
Cities
you really
great.
Do. There's some great ones in there. They're just, yeah.
Well, and what's nice about that is the successful businesses, they know what the word philanthropy means. You know, they give back to your community. I mean, you know, Bergstrom, Myron, you got quite a few people that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Really great philanthropy.
Yeah.
And, no, I can't say that word.
Okay. I can never say that word.
Okay.
Cannot. Oh, never mind. Just thinking about Jim's podcast, Lean Local. What's that, Todd?
It says somebody was talking about Jim's show, Lean Local.
Yeah.
They found the podcast. They thought it would be about Jim's health and fitness journey.
Yeah.
Disappointed to find out it's about politics.
Oh.
And then a little laughter face.
Yeah.
I have a show.
Because the lean part, you know, be like lean.
Yeah, yeah lean.
I'm getting, lunch local.
Lunch, yeah.
Get lean with the former mayor.
It's not all about politics. It's,
okay.
It's about community and.
You have that right now? Or
Sundays at 1 o'clock. Okay. Tape it on Thursdays. So we act like it's Sunday when we tape it.
It's a cool show, though. It really is.
It is. And we've had people
good
on.
Guess.
We've had some homeless people on. Yeah, we had the director of economic development and the deputy director on yesterday.
Yeah.
We try to touch on what's local because when Johnny and I talk to people, you know, it's 8-12 minutes tops. And this is an hour program. We can really lean in.
Oh, wow.
And it's not lean left, not lean right. It's just there's nothing partisan. Even if I bring a politician,
perfect.
I'm like, I don't want to hear about any.
One other thing about Appleton. I want to see the glam band play at that park. It's right below the bridge when you walk over the bridge. I lived in like the town of Menasha.
Jones Park?
Is it Jones Park? Yes, yeah. Jones Park.
Yeah.
What a tremendous. That's like an amphitheater, isn't it?
I know. It is. And they have a Thursday night concert series every Thursday night.
Oh, man.
So,
just the sound coming out of there is just incredible.
I
isn't
know.
It
is a really cool experience.
Yes. Very cool.
Tell me a little bit more about the chamber businesses connecting with the schools. That's absolutely critical that you have these kids that stick around.
we have some really cool programs. So Smart Girls Rock is one. I think maybe we've talked about that in the past.
Yes.
STEM careers for girls. We have companies meeting with girls and helping them understand what STEM careers are available. STEM is not just for guys, right?
Right.
We have a career expo every year. Over 2,000 middle and high school kids come through there.
Wow.
And again, businesses, we have 80 business booths, and they learn about the career opportunities at these businesses.
Awesome.
Oh, we're getting the finger.
That's
what?
It's the index finger.
Yes.
It's the index finger.
Oh, okay,
Laura Wieger, Fox City Chamber of Commerce, congratulations on being up for this amazing international award. And well deserved. What you guys do is just incredible.
I will call you guys and let you know.
July 17th.
July 18th.
Well,
it's at night on the 17th.
Okay, so July 8th. Send us a text.
Okay, yes.
Would you rather live in Appleton or Negaunee?
Sorry. Negaunee?
No.
Liar.
No. I'm laughing at Negaunee because I'd rather live in Appleton.
Would you rather live in Appleton or Ishpeming?
Well, Ishpeming, duh.
Okay. Wow. Thanks for being here. We're going to do another round coming up down the road with you for trivia.
We
got to set a break back
up. Yes, we are.
talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, Lord, have you ever gotten one of our t-shirts? Do you have one? Okay, because if you don't, you got to have one of our t-shirts to wear up in Ish for me. All right. Hey, Riz, how you doing?
I'm good.
Because we've got another surprise coming up.
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah. I thought Prince was a surprise.
Yeah,
I love
his
music.
Todd's putting this all together.
Okay.
We're about to go get the special guest.
Okay.
Again, we're trying to line stuff up. Jim's birthday is today. How old are you, Jim?
We're not talking about
we're going to talk about that. What are you, 75?
No.
Isn't that what it is?
I look like I'm 32. Everybody says that. Thank you for all the texts saying that.
Who do you think's aged better, you or me?
Ask these guys, we're the same
Todd?
Age.
I don't want to answer that question because I got to work with both of you.
Christy?
Christy says...
We're the same
age. Who looks better?
I can't answer that.
She can't answer
Nobody
that.
Nobody will answer that.
She says Milton. All right, let's
he does look good.
Let's bring in the special guest for Jim's birthday today.
All right, Kevin Van Ness. Oh, man.
Talk of the town.
This guy is the... Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin Van Ness, talk of the town.
Happy birthday. You guys are checking all the boxes, Todd. My favorite weatherman, my favorite musician, Kevin Van Ness, who's talk of the town and Packer Band.
Packer Band, we were just playing last night at the new Legacy Hotel. It was packed.
Oh, yeah. We
ever going to go there?
No, but we announced it.
We never go there.
Yeah.
We had a Mardi Gras parade going through the whole hotel.
And you take that. On the road with you, too. I mean, you can go down to Florida and do that. And,
we're all over.
Yeah,
yeah.
People love you, as do I. Thank you for doing this. When I was mayor, you called.
Salute.
No, I know what he would call and get the voicemail, and he would play his clarinet. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, hey. So, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for doing
this. Well, have a great day, Jim.
Yeah, I will. It's going to be fun. We've got a little bit of, I got to go. I'm on this workout program, and I thought. To treat myself, I would not go work out. But you know what? I probably should because I want to make it to another year.
You probably should. Yeah. No question there.
So what else is going on?
Words that did not need to be uttered. I probably should work out.
We're busy playing. Sunday, I'm at Riverside Ballroom. Wednesday,
nice.
Thursday next week, Riverside Ballroom. Saturday, I'm actually got my trio at the Farmer's Market.
Oh, nice.
That's always a blast. And then the following Monday, we're up in doing the Ephraim Concert Series. And then we're in Seymour and... all over. Just check Kevin Van Ness and the Talk of the Town. We're probably about 30, 40 times. Yeah, already booking next year. We're down in Florida again.
We'll talk about that event that I'm going to be hosting on June 15th for the Veterans First, the Veterans Village they're building here in Green Bay, which is really, really cool, the small thing. And to talk about they're going to have the Packerettes there. Now, you probably go back to the days of the real Packerettes, right?
Oh, when we played on the field, you better.
Yeah.
Baton tossing, it was freezing out in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for all you're doing. You taught at Washington for, what,
34 years.
34 years. I know, is that your retirement party? And you stuck around and you just share your talent.
Talk of the Town's going on there about 28th year. I think they figured it out. I'm going over 1,000 gigs I played with that band.
You know, Jim and I always talk about this when we bring in them, and we're going to have Dennis coming in with his musical segment right now. We talked about artists. To a person, they all talk about some teacher they had. Obviously, their parents were encouraging, but there's some teacher that gave them the confidence and the spark to continue. Right. And all the successful musicians always talk about a teacher that was so instrumental.
The parents all weren't always on board. You know, they didn't maybe grow up in music. And
Annex guys were my kids at Washington Middle School. We started Annex there.
We had them on last week.
Shaker and the Egg. Last night we were playing, and a guy comes up. He, I should say, a man. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Remember me, Mr. Vaness? No. I'm still playing. I'm playing drums now. We just won some award, he said, because I started at Washington Middle School. So you never know.
No, it's awesome.
Because you don't see the immediate thing when you're in middle school,
takes time.
You know, down the line. But it's kind of cool that these kids are actually appreciating still playing music.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic. Are the music programs funded well? Are they okay in the local schools?
They're better than they were. When we came through the 80s and 90s, they're always cutting.
That's what I mean. That was always like one of the first things that got cut, it seemed like.
Trying to justify it. And I said, you know, nice thing about music, anybody can participate. You know, sports are great, but it's not like, okay, you missed a note on the clarinet. You go sit on the bench, bring me another.
Yeah.
Everybody can play. And when they get older, you can still, you know, play your instrument and enjoy it.
Oh, that's a life skill.
It's a life skill.
It is. And you can jam with other people, too. It's not like you talk about these bands. Johnny and I were at the Whammy Awards, and everybody knew each other. Well, I played with you back here, this year, and that year.
That's what's incredible.
Yeah. It's a great industry.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, it's a lifetime skill that these kids can always have and remember. I mean, we were the first public school in the Widener Center.
Oh.
We did 10 sellout shows back in the day with the Washington Middle School kids.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really get nervous if I have to speak or anything like that. You know what I mean? You do it. The only time I was ever like a little bit nervous or like in awe was when I spoke at the Widener Center, because that was just the way you sound. You know what I mean?
And it's they're looking down at you.
Yes, and they're looking. It was like such an intimidating type of feeling.
Good for the students to be on that stage.
You better believe it. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He's right about that, Widener. It's a little intimidating.
Yeah, we had community involvement. I mean, we had 60 costume characters, including the superintendent dressed up as Batman and Robin.
Oh, neat.
So I was actually bringing those individuals that used to like to cut the program.
Right.
Now when they're actually on stage with the kids, it's a lot harder to cut that program when you just were performing with the night before.
But you know, another cool thing with you guys, like even with Dennis, that they've got this young band. They're between the ages of 13 and 17, and they opened for these guys. And we were at the Black Sheep last week, a Sunday, and this band got a chance to perform. You know, nobody's ever heard of them outside in front of their fans, in front of the glam bands. Bands. You know what I mean?
What a neat experience.
And I don't know an organization or industry, whatever you want to call it, that helps each other at every level more than musicians. That's the honest to God truth.
I would agree with that, Kevin, especially coming from politics where they will not only help you, they, you know, maybe like to see you not be as successful, whereas you guys, from Washington High School to even when you run into people and they ask you questions, you're like, do this, do that. And
Jim, if musicians were running the world, we wouldn't have any problem, because we get along regardless of the age you play with, different ages. When I'm down in New Orleans, color of skin, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Musicians, we just have fun and get along.
And you guys do have fun.
Yeah.
Got a text from my mom. Got told by her teacher to only pretend to play at the concert because she was so bad. She also got benched because she cracked her flute or a girl bullying her in class. Cam and Nina. Love it. Love it. Kevin Van Ness, Talk of the Town.
Thank you,
man,
Kevin.
Man, you light up a room, my friend.
All right, my
you
favorite
do.
Radio show.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can you give a little music on the way out?
All right. Well, we got Prince on, but I'll take Kevin over Prince.
One of my all-time favorite songs when the Saints go marching in.
That's right.
Thank you, Kevin Van Ness. You're the best.
Thank you, Kevin.
We got our man Dennis and Christy coming up. The Weekend What's Up? Been talking about a lot of local entertainment. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review, and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.